Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
Well, the story goes that it takes 9 games into the League of Ireland season when teams have played each other at least once, when you begin to get a firm picture of who's hot and who's not. After 7 of those 9 games played, Sligo Rovers are bottom of the table on 4 points. They have Bohemians away next Friday night, and then Galway United at home the following week before maybe we can draw our first early season conclusion. Let's remind you of Friday night's events at the Showgrounds in Sligo. Last season's league winner Shelburne and Damien Duff, the visitors for Friday Night Lights. Commentary on Ocean FM on Friday came from Gavin Dykes and Oran Keating.
Coyle manages to pick it up, but his touch isn't great. Fitzgerald might try and chase it down. Coyle back to Kearns, and Kearns sends it up to try and find Opendeku. Brought down by Malley. Mahon helps it on, and then Wolfe tries to help it on further, but Shelburne win it back. Sent forward, but only as far as Oscar Van Hattem over on the far side in front of a huge Shelburne crowd. Ball given away here, and might be a chance for Shelburne. They've got themselves ahead early here.
What a mistake.
And Shelburne take the lead with only a couple of minutes on the clock, and I don't think we expected that one, Gavin.
Comes from absolutely nothing. But it's a mistake by Van Hattem. He's roaring at Conor Walsh, and I'm trying to blame, in my opinion, the young goalkeeper. But he turned his back, he knocked it back blind, he left it short to the goalkeeper, and you know, a disastrous goal to give away. It's a terrible start.
McCaffrey has it now for Shelburne. McCaffrey sends it forward. Opendeku heads it up and manages to control it. And now he'll try and find John Martin. Martin, a constant threat.
He's over
a couple of minutes. He's turned Ollie Denham and still going here. He's giving
trouble.
It out wide to find Kieran McEnroy. McEnroy on the other side of the box. Sent in. McEnroy again might go for goal here. It's 2-0 to Shelburne.
Yeah, we were in trouble. The minute we lost the ball in the middle of the park, we were in serious, serious trouble.
Opendeku brings it down in the middle of the park and lays it off to that ever so dangerous number 10, John Martin, again. And Martin sends it to the other side of the pitch, over to the Jinx's Avenue side. And McEnroy, with some great link-up play, does really well and just buries that in the side netting.
It looked like the chance had gone, that the pitch had got stuck under his feet, and he still checked inside. I think it was Denham he checked inside, and he hit his left foot into the far corner. He gave Conor Walsh no chance. Great run by Hutchinson.
Knocks it forward. Finds Eldin. Really good ball from Denham's Eldin. Eldin into the box to Hutchinson. Hutchinson might go for goal. Hutchinson! Reece Hutchinson with the goal for Sligo Rovers.
What a difference.
Just on the stroke as the fourth division puts up his board with the additional time. And it's Reece Hutchinson picks up Owen Eldin's ball from just inside the box and just hammers it into the back of the net. And all of a sudden, Sligo Rovers are back in this game.
Yeah, and as I said, that's where it comes from. You know, getting it wide, getting it down to them areas, Eldin done really well. Hutchinson makes a great run, which he does. You know, I think that's 2 weeks of home games in a row now he's scored. You know, and it's on his weak side, it's on his right side. Now there's a totally different team talk for John Russell at halftime.
Against St. Pat's, Shamrock Rovers and Derry City still remain deadlocked, even though there's been two men sent off in that game. McGinty and Mullen. Sligo Rovers might be having a chance here. Might be there for Reece Hutchinson. He just slips. It's Cian Kavanagh, actually.
He's gone. And I tell you what, I think he's going to send him off here. He's gone to this back. He has.
Red card for Sligo Rovers.
And I think that is, from my area, Kavanagh, I think he slipped. Yeah, I think he slipped.
From what I saw, he went for the shaft, slipped on the pitch, and just went 2 feet into the boil. I don't think that's a red card any day of the week.
There was definitely no malice there.
John Russell is absolutely furious.
Yeah, but there was definitely no malice there.
There's no intent in the tackle.
I think he slipped.
I can't see how the referee sees intent in the tackle.
Yeah, I think he slipped, and in fairness to the lad, I think that's ridiculous. But again, as I said before, I don't know where we get some of the referees from. We definitely haven't played the game. I make no apology for saying it. And we get them week in, week out.
Kavanagh does get a good clap and a purchase standing ovation when he's going off. But he's gone down the tunnel. He's sent off. And outside Rovers are without their centre forward for the remaining.
Yeah, you'd imagine you're going to have to put Eldin up there now, you know. You're going to have to push him in.
And it's somewhere
Gavin Dykes and Oran Keating describing Friday night's main talking points. Sligo Rovers 1, Shelburne 2 was how it finished. Let's hear from the Sligo Rovers manager, John Russell. Here was his post-match assessment to reporters after the game.
Really pleased with how we played and how we dominated the ball. It's the league champions coming down. You wouldn't have thought that they were looking at the game. Obviously, they get a gift of a goal after 2 minutes, and for an away team coming down, we can't keep doing that. You know, you look at the Waterford game, first game of the season, same thing, gifting goals away, and even that night, we probably should have won the game, and that's the killer for us at the moment. We're not getting points on the board, and this league it's rootless. But for me as the manager, looking at the group and what we're doing and how we're playing, even on this pitch, to play the way we're playing, it gives me encouragement.
The first goal, not to just point out Oscar, but a lot of the goals have probably come from individual errors from Oscar's point of view. Is that coming from the fact that he's a winger, do you think?
No, look, Oscar's played right back for New Zealand. He's played there for Wellington before he came here. He's got really good attributes. Is he naturally a winger? He's played on the right wing, he's played up front, he's played right back. He's a good footballer. Was it his best night tonight? Probably not. He starts really poorly and giving the goal away, but he's got really good attributes, and I think he's going to be a player that'll grow and get better as the season goes on.
Second half, then I mean, 2-0 down after 15 minutes or whatever. Performance in the second half was an awful lot better.
Yeah, well, to be honest, sometimes the scoreline can trick your mind as well. Like, I look at the first half, we were getting through from Connor, John, Ollie. We were getting through with ease. Getting to the final third, we were getting crosses, we were getting shots on goal, we were getting pressure, and it was no surprise that we got that goal just before half time. Made two changes. I think Ronan Manning was excellent second half. I look at Jad Akiki, for me, he was the best player on the pitch. Connor Malley was dictating things, and we got control of the game, and we were getting lots of crosses and getting width and getting balls into the box. Just wasn't dropping for us to get that goal and get us back in a 2-2. But the frustrating thing for me again is we get a red card. That's three red cards we've picked up now in seven games, and we've got such a tight squad. And then even Jad Akiki getting a yellow card, he's getting rugby tackled to the ground. He's talking to the referee saying, you know, but he's pulling me down, and then he gets another yellow. And that's the frustrating thing, because these yellows are catching us.
What about the red card? What do you think of that?
I don't know how he gets sent off. I haven't seen it back, but he's in the box. He's taking a shot on goal. I think he slipped after the shot, and he's caught a player. But for me, he's not going in with intent to hurt someone. And how he gets a red card is beyond me.
I think that means that for the Bulls game next week, you're without Keane, Jake Doyle-Hayes, John Mahan and Jad Hakiki.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Four top players. And at the moment, you look at us, you know, we're only on 4 points after seven games. You're moving into the next game with four top players out. It's difficult, but for me, can't cry about it. We've got to just regroup now, train well, pick a team to go and try and get results next Friday.
Yeah, from what you're saying, like three red cards in seven games isn't reflective of a discipline problem at your end. It's more frustration. Yeah,
absolutely. Like, there's been no bad tackles in the game. Obviously, Jake, the previous game was frustration from refereeing decisions. He's new to the league. He's been brilliant since he's come in. Look, he's got to be more disciplined. I spoke to him after the game on that. He knows himself. He doesn't want to miss the matches. But ultimately now, we're going into games missing top players.
That red card, John. Have you ever experienced a red card in your career so far? Where a guy's about to shoot, slips, and is red carded?
No, it's probably the first. Look, again, I have to say, I haven't seen it back. The referee probably is in a good position, you'd imagine, to make the call. But the player's taking a shot.
Yeah.
The pitches are getting cut up at the moment. He's not going to go in and tackle someone and hurt someone with intent. Keane's not that type of player anyway. So for me, it's mind blowing.
Are you far off turning performances into results?
I believe that we've shown unbelievable stuff in a lot of the games. I look at the home games, we should have got something the first night. But look, when you're giving away the goals that we're giving away, and it's not the teams are cutting us open, it's just individual errors, it's slips, it's pass backs, and you can't legislate for that. But the character of the group, the way they came back against Waterford, the way they showed, we were 2-0 down after 10-15 minutes here against the league champions, and for me, we dominated the game. We've got good players here. We're trying to play an attacking brand of football. We want to try and win matches, but we have to cut out the silly errors, as simple as that.
How happy are you that the players responded within the game? Like, after 15 minutes, it could easily have gone the other way.
Yeah, that's the character. I spoke to the players afterwards, and after other games so far this season, like, you could sense the crowd. They were getting agitated, frustrated, because they're coming in, they want to see a home win. But the players never gave up. We kept going, and that's why I even feel first half, when we were 2-0 down, we shouldn't have been. We were in the ascendancy. We were creating good opportunities. We had a lot of the ball. And then second half, we had a right go, and to come away with nothing is really frustrating.
I'm sure it's something you're speaking a lot about here, but I mean, you mentioned the pitch. Like, how much of a frustration is that for you? Because you've got some very good ball-playing players who you can't be helping them.
Yeah, it's not. It takes you 2 or 3 touches at times, and you have to cut back when you break the first line of pressure, because the ball's popping up, and that's hugely frustrating. Look, it's definitely improved a tiny bit. But I have to look at our group tonight and go, on that pitch, we passed the ball really well for the conditions. I think we passed a lot better than Shelburne did. We created good opportunities. And we just have to keep going. I have huge belief in this group of players. Yeah, we're not getting the results at the moment, but you look at the performances. If you keep doing the right things will turn.
John Russell, Sligo Rovers manager, with reporters at the Showgrounds on Friday night after Sligo Rovers won, Shelburne 2. Next up, they go to Dalyman Park, who are under a bit of pressure themselves, having lost 2-0 to Galway United last Friday night. That's a 7:45 kickoff next Friday night, and you can hear it live in full here on Ocean FM.